Hello, friends. Carm Capriotto here. Are you working 60-plus hours per week, burning yourself out, along with your techs and families? Well, if so, then where do you find the time to provide vision and to lead your people? Obviously, no time to learn new things and interact with your peers. Now, this and more in this session with Justin Allen.
What I would like the industry to understand, our life is becoming more and more about what is the experience that we're having. Your customers, their experience is what's going to get fed out all over the internet, right? Whether it's Google reviews or it's Facebook things or an Instagram photo of the front of your shop, whatever it is, the experience that they're having is what is so important.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, Carm Capriotto friends. Hey, I want to take just 10 seconds to thank Napa for sponsoring Remarkable Results Radio. And I want to thank them for having faith in the content we provide, and they sure help put food on the table. Now, it goes without saying that I'm proud to partner with Napa Auto Care and the 2020 Napa Expo. Join Napa, including suppliers, industry experts, and your industry colleagues in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020. It's where you'll discover the latest news and industry information that will make a difference in your business. Contact your Napa store for the details on how to enroll. My guest today is Justin Allen of the Hunter Engineering Company. His observation? We are working too hard. Do you feel burned out? Well, listen to Justin tell it like he sees it. He supports the service professional in his role with Hunter. He's got a keen eye on the opportunities and challenges, and he points out some critical needs we have. He is even an advocate for the four-day work week. Interesting, huh? Are you focused on your tech's burnout and the quality of their family life? Well, Justin has an opinion. You know, not everyone knows about Remarkable Results Radio. They're missing out on the learning, insights, trends, and solutions we provide to the aftermarket. It's your duty to let them know, and they will appreciate you for it. Help me get the word out and share this with your friends. I'm on a crusade to help all ships rise, you know that, and I can't do it without you. Details of this episode with Justin Allen can be found at remarkableresults.biz/E457. Now, Justin Allen from Hunter Engineering, and he's got some strong advice for you. Hey, a warm welcome to Justin Allen from Hunter Engineering. How you doing, Justin?
Doing great, Carm. Thank you so much for bringing me out today.
I would have to say that you are our first product specialist.
Well, that is an honor.
You're from a company that provides, you know, great products for our industry. We got to have your stuff.
Sure, thank you.
What I find interesting, and I want our service professional out there to know, is that, in my opinion, not just another ordinary person that just goes out there and stops and checks the box and say, hey, I called on Joe's service the other day, and he was busy, so I wished him well, and I left, and I went down the road. And when I had a chance to meet you and understand you, you are one hell of a passionate guy. And it just doesn't seem to me that you're just the ordinary outside sales rep. So why did I say that? What makes you unique and different and such a giver in the industry?
Well, first, I come from a long line of givers. But I think that the root of who I am and what I personally bring to the table is simply a love of humans. You know, we all are going through the same experience every day. We all want a sandwich. We all want somewhere comfortable to sit at the end of the workday. We all don't want to injure ourselves. So no matter what field a person is in, that's what I think I love about it, is that we all have these same common goals, you know. So I love humans. I love the human experience and watching how that can play out in the automotive industry specifically.
Take me inside the sales call. I have to say that I'm semi-familiar with what you do, having been in the distribution my whole life. When you walk in to visit a client, someone, be it a prospect or someone that currently has your equipment, do you find that they're just working too hard, their heads down, they're either in their smartphone, they're on their tablet, they're under the hood, they're in their computer? Are we working too hard?
I'm a big advocate for a very European-style four-day work week, first of all.
And nap at 2 o'clock, I bet.
Yeah, well, sure. Let's fit it in there. As a very industrious segment of American society, are we working too hard? Are we setting expectations that are way off the charts in terms of what not only what we can actually physically accomplish, but also what our customers expect of us? Yeah, I would have to say we probably are working a little bit too hard, but the demand is there. The opportunity as a business owner to grow a business, to employ more people, to take it to the next level is all there. How do we temper that with the reality of burning ourselves out, burning out our families that feel neglected, burning out our technicians? You know, so when you ask me, are we working too hard? That's tricky, you know, especially in an industry where now there's greater demand for technicians. We can't keep up with that. So the people that are in the house, you know, keeping them happy and making sure that we're doing what we got to do, it's tremendous what I see. And I'm all over Western North Carolina. You know, every shop I go in, it's kind of that same story.
What are you taking away from them? Somebody says, hey, I've been killing myself. I just found some balance. I found some harmony. What are you hearing?
I don't hear much of that, unfortunately. You asked, are we working too hard? Are we getting in there? What I find with shop owners is most of them are working 60 plus hours a week. They've got their nose to the grindstone all day long, and they're not really able to interact with other shop owners or see what's going on in other shops very well because their focus every day is keeping the lights on and keeping the employees happy. So what I try to do is to shine some light on what other people are doing. What are some efficiencies that can maybe put into their systems just based on what we see as best practices out in the field?
But you're doing what I believe every great salesperson that calls on shop owners should be doing today. Some are worried about selling equipment. Some are worried about selling parts. And some are worrying about the greatest, latest, bestest deal in the world. But it sounds to me like you're saying, hey, let me toss you an idea on how to be better at it. And like you say, eventually maybe get them floating above water.
Right. And that's because I have an interesting perspective. By contrast to those shop owners that only see their four walls or drive a customer home or whatever, I mean, I'm in all of them. I've got in excess of 200 shops, probably closer to 300 shops that I try to interact with. And so I am able to see that a little bit differently for those guys, you know.
Are they receptive to the technology changes that are out there and especially how the tech is coming inside of all the equipment that we use today?
Shop owners, and I don't mean to use that term in a way that like pigeonholes anybody, but generally speaking, people that are managing or running shops, they're just like you and I. Get back to that idea of the common human experience. Change is no fun in a lot of cases, but nothing can ever improve without change. You know, if you've got a rock on your foot and it's hurting you, you have to change by pushing that rock off your foot to make things any better. And so are they receptive to the changes coming at them? I'd say you've got different levels, right, of shop owners. You've got the young guys, the middle of the road guys, and the guys that have been in it for 30 years. And we all know that the guys that have been in it for 30 plus years, their eye is on retirement more than growth in a lot of cases. So I see shops that have let technology go by the wayside, trying to just ride it out as long as they can. I think your younger guys are really quick on the uptake of knowing, yes, this is coming. We're going to have to address it. The middle of the road guys see that they've still got 10 to 20 years in the business. You know, they've got plenty of time and they embrace it pretty well. Although I had a shop that had been in Boone, North Carolina just last week that we put in a brand new Hunter Hawkeye lead aligner in there. The guy had an old system in for 18 years, an older Hunter system. And I was very proud of him for recognizing that the new technology isn't just an expense, but it's an extraordinary asset. You know, so I like it when shops that have been around a while do go ahead and jump on an understanding, even if they had 3 to 5 years left of what, and this is not just because of Hunter stuff, it's whatever you're utilizing. Can you imagine shops that still hadn't embraced power, like pneumatic wrenches or scan tools to do all their diagnosing? You can't do anything without that stuff anymore at this point. Well, okay, you could use some non-pneumatic hand tools, I guess. That technology makes life easier. And so I enjoy watching people get on board with that.
What's one of the best tips that you may have ever given out recently? You know, something, you know, it's in your must-do little pouch on the side. So you're in there, you're seeing somebody struggling. What's a good hack or a tip that you would give someone?
The most common one I actually give is in a lot of shops when I see them wanting to get into the tire business or they're a new tire store or something like that. My focus is on marketing, you know, ultimately helping people market whatever they bring to the table, whatever it is that they do special. But the most common tip I give out actually is to set some old used tires down by the road. And I know that doesn't sound glamorous or sexy, but that seems to be the simplest free marketing that anybody can ever do. If you want to sell some tires, put some tires down by the street because people are going to come by and be asking you for tires or patching tires before you know it, giving you an opportunity to build a relationship.
The visual signal that I'm in the tire business.
It's all it takes. It doesn't cost you any money.
And you're telling me they need to be old?
Oh, sure. Well, you put used tires down by the road because you're not worried about someone taking one.
I see.
So you could put new ones out there as well if you want to haul the cart in and out every day. That's fine if the city will let you do that.
Yeah, years ago, we used to have that, dozen tire rack that we pulled in and out of the bays all the time. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that too. That was fun.
Yeah, put it perpendicular to the space between the bays. Remember that?
Right, absolutely.
Hi, Carm here, and I want to talk to you about the NAPA Auto Care Center program for health insurance. We've all heard the reports about the rising cost of health insurance, but you'll be happy to know I'm here with really good news. The NAPA Insurance Center is now offering the NAPA National Health Program, and it's saving NAPA Auto Care Centers and their employees money, lots of money. In fact, in the first 90 days following the launch of the program, NAPA stores and auto care centers and their employees saved over $2.7 million. That's all thanks to the NAPA Insurance Center's partnership with United Healthcare. It gives auto care centers access to the national large group rates on medical insurance with premiums discounted up to 30%. Now, these rates are based on the collective purchasing potential of 22,500 NAPA locations, including both NAPA Auto Parts stores and NAPA Auto Care Centers. And listen to this. The news just keeps getting better. You can choose from four excellent United Healthcare medical plans with varying levels of coverage and deductibles to meet a range of needs. All plans are PPOs, preferred provider organizations, with comprehensive coverage. Because of the NAPA Insurance Center's partnership with Aflac, you can have access to supplemental insurance benefits, including disability, accident, hospital, and more, all at a NAPA-only discount, up to 35%. The NAPA Benefits Center can help you with other group benefits, too, including group life insurance, retirement, HSAs, and more. NAPA's National Health Benefit Program is just one of the many reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. Talk to your servicing NAPA store. For more detailed information about the NAPA National Health Program, visit the NAPA Benefits Center at www.napabenefitscenter.com or call the NAPA Benefits Center at 844-627-2123. So when you came into the industry, were you just like naturally seasoned? Did you have to be trained by someone? Where'd you get your moxie here?
The love of humans is just the family I come from. As far as the automotive experience, I mean, I started out at a Ford dealership. And I sold some cars and I sold some parts and I wrote some service and then I managed a quick lane. And aside from growing up turning my own wrenches and all of our own cars over the years, because we were just raised to do that. You know, if you can do something on your own, you don't need to pay somebody else to do it. So there's a lot of time spent under, in a lot of cases, air-cooled Volkswagens out in the garage or my International Scout where we're passing dad the wrenches or dropping the transmission on our chest, whatever. Getting older, as far as my career life, again, it's always been a passion for marketing and how are we going to promote what we bring to the table? You know, at the Ford dealership, that was building a case or helping, making sure that we built a case to show promotional products and Ford hats or whatever, you know, and then managing the quick lane. How are we going to get more people in here? I've always been fascinated with that part of it. Love of people and love of the psychology behind communicating with people.
So, Justin, who trained you?
Well, in my professional career with Hunter Engineering Company, as far as this is my first role ever in outside sales, and Hunter... I'm not here, you know, promoting anything one way or the other there, but they take it really seriously. And so back in 2008, when I had the opportunity to come on board with the company in the midst of, by the way, an automotive industry crisis in the United States with everything else, we had seven weeks of training in-house and in St. Louis at our headquarters, where we touched on not only the technical aspects of the equipment, but also a lot of the understanding of the relationships with customers as well.
Were you moved by the training that you got? And you says, oh, I knew all this.
Oh, absolutely moved by it. There are pieces from those 7 weeks of training that I utilize every day. And I usually consciously realize it. Oh, yeah. Rich Dickmeyer taught me that.
So you were taught by some great senior people inside of Hunter, and now you're out there pounding on doors, being a quote-unquote sales rep the Justin Allen way. And I guess what I'm trying to do is draw an analogies to, you know, what a good sales rep is and what our industry needs to look for. You had mentioned, listen, I want to bring things to help guys run a better business. Yeah, I guess I want to sell them something. Because you're a people guy and you're a giver, you want to help them run a better business. How receptive are they to that?
I would say quite receptive in terms of you always establish a relationship. And with shop owners, they see a lot of sales reps coming and going. So, you know, it takes a little bit of while to build that rapport and make sure that they know that you're for real and you're going to be coming back around. My approach to it, and I think this may be relatable, you know, for shop owners, we have all encountered technicians who are flat rate, who are only working for this week's paycheck. Their focus is always, how many hours am I going to squeeze in this week? It doesn't matter. And by the way, I'm not saying these are the best technicians, because they're going to do everything. They're going to do everything they can to this car right now today as if they will never see it again. That's the way you alluded to this earlier, talking about sales reps who are trying to sell something right now. We got to make a sale. And so I try to approach my end of the business. I've always got the eye for a long-term relationship. You know, I don't care if I sell you anything today. I'm not sure how my manager would like to hear that. I'm not worried about what happens today or this week. In most cases, I am looking for how I can help you grow your business and expand your ability to take good care of your customers. You know, looking for struggle points that you have in your shop today. But so I always walk into a shop with that mentality, not what can I sell you, not what have you not heard about before necessarily, but what can I do to help?
Yeah, when I think about buying a piece of equipment, this is a, I don't know, 10-year purchase. I mean, you know, you're not buying your kind of equipment all the time and every day. So once you get that equipment, you know, you're there, he agrees, you do a great job, it's installed, you keep going back to see if the customer is still happy. And is that where that relationship continues to deepen and get better?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things I try to make clear to people is that I'm not there to push a machine off the back of the truck and wish them good luck, but to make sure that they're using it properly, to make sure that their technicians are comfortable asking questions if they have questions, and to make sure that the equipment is ultimately doing exactly what it's designed to do, which is to make their lives easier, make their shops more productive, and potentially be more profitable as an absolute business because we got to keep the lights on.
Do you help in training new people that come in?
Oh, yeah. With Hunter Engineering Company, we have a two-sided approach to that. We have training and technical representatives. I might have to reverse that, technical and training representatives. And then the customer service representatives, the sales representatives like myself, where it's a very, very much a tag team situation. You know, we share a territory. We want to make sure everybody's happy in that territory.
You're the forward sentinel, making sure that if there's anyone who really isn't getting the training that they've had or there's somebody new, then you're bringing in the TNT guy to training and tech guy to do that. Justin, you have been invited to go to a regional meeting, ASTE coming up here in the fall, and you're the keynoter. What would you like to say to the industry?
What I would like the industry to understand, when we talk about what is it that really is becoming important in terms of maintaining our relationships and taking good care of people. All of our society, we could blame it on social media. We could blame it on digital technology in our hands. But our life is becoming more and more about what is the experience that we're having. Your customers, their experience is what's going to get fed out all over the internet, right? Whether it's Google reviews or it's Facebook things or an Instagram photo of the front of your shop, whatever it is, the experience that they're having is what is so important. It's no longer about who has the best reputation to be the most technically savvy in town. If you've got a brilliant, amazing fleet of master technicians there, but you have a terrible, smoky, filthy waiting area. If you have a service advisor of some sort who is unpleasant to interact with directly, if you are not embracing technology to communicate with your customers, meaning texting things or whatever, reaching them on their level, you're unfortunately going to be missing the mark. You know, that's what I think is very, very important in our industry today, is to create an experience that's comfortable. And I think the three words that would describe it for me, as far as it's concerned for people like that, we're looking for comfort, pleasure, and convenience. So how can we make the experience for our customers as comfortable and pleasurable, despite the fact that fixing a car never feels very pleasurable for a customer? How can we make it as pleasurable as possible and certainly as convenient as possible?
So do you ever have a chance to say these words to your customers? Do they let you in on that level of philosophy?
Oh, yeah. I'm very fortunate to have an amazing customer base that we have. Well, I think we have lots of great conversations. I'm very quick about it because I respect their time to do their job as much as I know I need to do my job. But yeah, we definitely have those conversations.
Well, it sure sounds like the people down south have an excellent, excellent hunter rep.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have a lot of fun doing it.
Product specialist, Hunter Engineering, Justin Allen. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.